This morning, I was going to have the privilege of sharing, but I want to give my privilege up to hear some more story. Story is so important to us because it edifies us, which gives us encouragement. It builds us up. And so I'm going to invite our young people to come and to share some of the stories of camp this morning, some of the stories of what God has been doing in their lives at camp. And my hope this morning is that we are built up by that. My hope this morning is that we can be instilled with hope, with faith, and with love from our stories of our young people. And now I'm going to invite Izzy up. Izzy's going to be the brave one and go first this morning. So Izzy, come and share what God has been laying on your heart this morning.
Thank you. So hi, I'm Izzy. I had the privilege of going to Easter camp. I was actually pretty unwell just before Easter camp, so I didn't know if I'd make it, but I made it. I was so glad I did. Because during Easter camp, I'd been feeling like I had a lot of head knowledge about God and not a lot of heart knowledge, but I wanted the heart knowledge. But at the same time, God is not a formula, and sometimes it takes patience to get from head to heart knowledge, which is annoying, but just before Easter camp at the community worship night, and a bit before that, actually, I've been challenged by the question, how do I worship correctly? And what is worship and how do I do it? So it's fitting, I suppose, to struggle with turning head knowledge to heart knowledge because I just wanted to make sure I did it right. On the last night of Easter camp, they held a worship night after the evening session, and it was there that I discovered what worship actually meant. It felt like my head knowledge had dropped into my spirit and I finally got it. Worship isn't about me. And I thought you had to feel something to know that you truly meant what you were singing. But I realized that God isn't a feeling, and worship is solely out of an overflow of gratitude and love for Him.
Thanks, Izzy. That's so good. So good. Hey, I'm going to invite Hannah up. Hannah's going to share this morning as well. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you. Hi, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Hannah, and I'm going to be testifying about my encounter with God at Easter camp. I've had a few encounters with God over my life in and out of Easter camp, but this time was different. It was much more powerful and special to me. It happened when I was in the sanctuary worship, like Izzy, and I just felt like I needed to kneel down and worship God by kneeling. And as I looked up, I had a vision of God standing before me, and this hit me pretty hard, and I started sobbing. This was a very important and powerful encounter with God, not only because I felt His presence and because I could see Him, but because over the last year, I didn't really know if God was there. I couldn't feel Him, and this was His way of reassuring me that He'll always be there for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah. It's really powerful when God shows up. So thank you for sharing this.
Hi, I'm Josh, but I'm not speaking on behalf of Josh. Some of our young people are too timid to come on stage, and that's fine. So I'm going to read their messages for you. So just imagine I'm a young person. I really enjoyed the experience. It made me feel stronger in my faith. I had a few good chats with some of the leaders. They were very insightful. I didn't pay them to say that. I had a wonderful time getting to know other young Christians in the group. This is a separate person. All right, just my highlight from camp. All my highlights from camp were when the boys were in the marquee reading out stuff from the eggs. Now, I'll give some context to the eggs. We didn't just buy eggs and hand them out and all of a sudden there was a message inside. We actually met as leaders the Tuesday before camp, and we wrote a whole lot of messages and put them in little plastic eggs. And we also put a chocolate egg in there as well. And so it was good to hear that they liked the message in the eggs. There was no comment on the chocolate, so next year we won't do the chocolate, but And the encouragement from that was that God knows our next step before we even step out in faith. Then seeing Blue, and it's not the color Blue, the director of Easter Camp, his name is Blue, had to say about the light, which is Jesus, shines through us. And there's a saying that hopefully someone else will say, because I can't remember it off the top of my head. So that's from two of our youth boys.
Thanks, Josh. Josh, isn't it encouraging to hear the story of what God has been doing in the lives of young people? We're going to hear from a couple of our leaders now who have gone to camp, because Easter Camp is actually not just for our young people, but it's actually for our leaders as well, and how God can use them to speak into the lives of our young people, but also God speaks to our leaders at camp as well. So we're excited to hear Chloe come and share with us this morning. She's found it. Good. Awesome.
Sorry, I'm not a technology person, so this was not easy. Hi, I'm Chloe. I'm one of the leaders that went to Easter Camp, and I can't even tell you or express how amazing it was to see God working in that place. You know, you hear a lot about the testimonies which we've just heard, and it's one thing to hear it, it's another thing to witness it. And when you go as a youth, it's a different experience. When you go as a leader, it's also a different experience. Because you get to watch the youth have those experiences, and you get to really sit back and just watch God work through their lives. And it's not just in our youth, it's in so many other people, young people from different churches. And you just feel very shocked. It's like, oh my gosh, he's here. Like, you can feel him in the room. And it's like, this is so cool. And that was the most amazing part, is you could feel him in the room. It wasn't just in the conversations. It wasn't just in the prayers or the worship or what the people who were doing the sermons or seminars were saying. It was actually in the young people that you could feel him. And it was so, so amazing. And a big part that I personally got from Easter Camp and took away was worship. And as you've heard from our young people, worship was a big thing, and it really had a huge impact on their lives. As someone who goes, who is in a youth, you don't necessarily expect to have an encounter with God because you're there for the youth. But on the sanctuary night, the big worship night, we were singing and praising, and all of a sudden this heaviness on my chest just started like beating, and it was just like, get down on your knees, get down on your knees, get down on your knees. And I just got down on my knees and I just cried. And it was the most powerful thing I have felt. Like, it was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. Like, I just sat there and like, I don't know what to do. And it was just the Holy Spirit trying to work through me, and I didn't know. And as soon as I just let go and just leaned into God, I just released. And I just felt this overwhelming, sorry guys, feeling of love. Still trying to get my voice back. And it was the most amazing thing. And then on the Monday morning before we left, we had a small groups. And normally for our small groups after our seminars, sermons in the morning, we will split into the guys and girls. But because it was our last one, we wanted to do it together as a community. And we decided last minute that we were going to do it as worship. And so we got in the circle, we prayed, and then we sang. And just in that small space, we weren't in the big auditorium where there were lots of people, and the sound system was amazing and all the lights are going everywhere. We were in a tent. We were in the marquee with little chairs, camp chairs. Some were on the floor, some were standing, and we were just worshiping to God. And in that small space, you could still feel him. He was still present. Everywhere you looked, his light was shining through. And going to camp, I spent personally a lot of time praying and asking for wisdom. And the whole time I was at camp, I had this one verse on my heart, and it was, Hold. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. That is 1 John 1:5. So my encouragement is that he's not in the darkness. There is no darkness and he's just light. And his light is everywhere in this room.
It's bad.
Thanks, Chloe. Thanks for loving on our young people, loving them and serving them. But also thanks to Jesus for speaking directly to you at camp. It's amazing. I'm Nicole. Nicole's going to finish off for us this morning. Now I'm going to share as we partake in communion together. So, Nicole.
Hi, I'm Nicole for the third time. So I also had the privilege of going to Easter camp again. I have been to Easter camp many a time as both a youth and a youth leader, so just pretend I'm a young person as well. Thank you very much. But this Easter camp was a little bit different for me, as it always is, because God likes to give little surprises every now and again. But God works in the little things and in the big things. So as a seasoned Easter camper, dare I say I knew a little bit of what to expect in the Easter camp space, particularly looking at last year and how it was very different in the space of this very big moments, big revelations in the youth's lives, and it was very heavy and powerful and great and major, right? And then so coming into this year, I'm a little bit nervous, I'm not going to lie, because I didn't really know what to expect. We had a smaller group. I was a bit scared that my extroverted personality might like overpower some people, and I didn't want to like scare anyone away. And we had a number of newer people, which is really, really cool. So I wasn't really sure what to expect, especially coming from last year. So I was kind of going into it like, okay, God, you do it, but I know it's not going to be as big as last year. And that was what I was thinking in my head. It's terrible. Don't think that. Don't limit God. So on the Friday night, so this was the first big night in our main session, we were sitting in the response time, and the youth leader in me was just keeping an eye out on all the other youth and being like, oh, who would get up and respond? Who needs some prayer? Like, who needs me to do something? Because I was agitated. I wanted to do something. And everywhere around me, when they were calling people up to respond, people were pouring down from the sides of the bleachers and moving up to the front to respond. Whole sea of people. It was wild. And the youth leader in me went, oh, no one from our church is going up. Oh, that's a bit. I failed, you know, in my head. I was like, oh, no, what's happening? And as soon as I thought that, I was like turning to look at the rows that we had. And one of the youth caught my eye and she was like, Nicole, I've never seen so many people respond before to a message. And I was like, I had to step back and I was like, oh, I got so put in my place. I was like, Father, forgive me for putting you in this box when I could just see that you are moving amazingly in this space throughout this generation. So many people responded. And better yet, after I had that thought and after all of that, some people from our youth responded anyway. So I was really put in my place. And so, yes, God can work amazingly in a number of ways, and even in the little things. For the rest of camp, God continued to humble my perspective, my small-minded youth leadery perspective. One of the things was we had introduced a new initiative of coffee with a leader, and that kind of encouraged a little bit more of an intimate setting of being like, hey, you can actually talk with us a bit one-on-one, two-on-one, whatever you want. I was having a coffee with a couple of my youth girls, and I chalked it up to just be a good time. They were a good time, like, oh, some nice conversation, nothing like overly spiritual or some big revelation or anything. And afterwards, I was like, that was a cool coffee. And then Ems came up, came up to me afterwards. She was like, Nicole, that was like one of the highlights of their camp. And I was like, a conversation, a coffee, that's really, really cool. Another one was after one of the seminars, I found that we, as like some of the youth that went to that seminar, we were kind of just sitting there lingering after the message. You're looking at me. That's cool. we're kind of lingering in that space And I just felt that we all just needed to lie down. So I was like, okay, lie down with me. And all of them lay down with me. Everyone's just like staring up at the ceiling. And I kind of directed them to facilitate a space where we would just breathe in the word of God and breathe out the burdens of the world and the negativity. Breathe in affirmations and truths from the Bible. I am loved. I am worthy. I am His. And breathe out all of the negativity. It was really cool. We ended up giggling a whole lot, which is really cool as well. Because, of course, it's a bit of a weird thing, right? It's almost like just... So, and it was a bit weird, but it was cool. And so it just reminded me that in the big and the little things, right? In the service, yes, we can worship God. In the response time, we can worship God. But actually, in our conversation, we can worship God. In our laughter, we can worship God. And that's really, really cool to me. And a really cool encouragement as a youth leader to actually be like, hey, have a childlike heart, step back, and just enjoy my presence. Thanks.
Let's stick on. Awesome.
This morning, I just want to finish and wrap up this little time that we've had together. It's been really encouraging to hear the story of what God has been doing in the lives of our young people at camp. Because camps are great, okay? They teach us things and they give us experiences that we may have never had before. Camps unite us together because there's a common goal. There's a common goal when camps unite us together. They're fun. They're exciting, as well as challenging and scary, which we heard from Anders this morning. But when it's all over, our Easter camps want young people to grow closer in relationship with Jesus. Not just for the day, not just for the week, but for a lifetime. Now, there's three major things that I want to pull from camps this morning as we got to hear the story of camp. As a church, it builds us up. As a church, it encourages us. And I want to be encouraged as a church by these three things that are so important in the life of camping, and especially at our Easter camps. The first is faith, the second is hope, and the third is love. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, we read, and now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. You see, faith, the foundation of our spiritual existence, is the unwavering belief in the unseen. It is the steadfast trust that we place in God, faith in God, despite the trials and the tribulations that may test our resolve, we may have faith. Faith empowers us to navigate the storms of life. And we've been talking about that over the last many weeks as our boat analogy again comes into play. When there's storms in our life, we can have faith in Jesus. Because He is the one who guides us. He is the one who builds resilience within us. I love the theme of Easter camp of light. And faith is, it's a beacon of light that illuminates our path, and even in the darkest times. So we must nurture our faith together, for it is the wellspring of our strength. It is the source of salvation through Jesus Christ. You see, this message of faith is so important in our lives. We must trust in God. He helps us. God helps us to grow our faith in Him. And the cool thing, church, is we need each other in this journey. As we hear these stories of young people's faith, my hope is that it builds faith in us. Faith in God through Jesus Christ. Hope. Hope is the promise of a brighter tomorrow. It fuels our aspirations and our dreams. It's the conviction that despite the challenges we face, better days lie ahead. Hope whispers to our hearts that every setback is just a stepping stone to success, and that every sorrow is the prelude to joy. It instills in us the courage to persevere, knowing that adversity is temporary, but the rewards of resilience in Jesus is everlasting. So we've got to embrace hope, embrace it as our constant companion, for it is the anchor that keeps us steadfast amidst the turbulence. And where does our hope lie? In Jesus Christ, the one who died for us, the one who gave it all so that we may be restored back to the Father. And my hope is that we encourage each other in this, that we encourage each other in the times where we need it to have hope in Jesus. And lastly, love. Love is the pinnacle of human experience. It transcends the boundaries and binds us together in unity. It's the purest expression of our humanity, manifested in acts of kindness, of compassion, of selflessness. Love compels us to embrace our neighbors, to forgive those who have wronged us, and to extend a hand of friendship to the marginalized or the oppressed. It is the essence of our existence, for it reflects the divine love of God. And that divine love of God breathes life into our souls. So we must embody love in all of its forms, for it is the greatest gift that we can bestow upon another person. Love that is centered in our relationship with Jesus. Love that reflects the one who first loved us. Love that knows no bounds. The love of the Father. The love of God. And so as our young people come back from camp, they come back with a strong sense of faith in Jesus. They come back with a sense of hope for the future. And they come back united together in the love that Jesus has for them. And church, we need to take the example of our young people and put it with us together so that we may have faith, so that we may have hope, and that we may have love in Jesus Christ. Isn't that exciting? So exciting. And so this morning, that brings us to our table of communion. As we look at faith and communion, as we partake in the bread and the juice, let us remember the faithfulness of God. Just as we trust that the bread and the juice nourishes us in our bodies, let us trust even more in the eternal promises of God. Let our faith be strengthened as we remember the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, the testament of God's unwavering love for us. So we look at communion and we look at hope in the midst of life challenges and uncertainties. Communion offers us a glimpse of hope. As we share the sacred meal together, let us be reminded of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Just as, again, as the bread sustains us, let us find renewed hope in the spiritual sustenance that Christ provides, getting us through every trial and every tribulation. And lastly, love. Above all, let us remember that love is the essence of this communion. Just as Jesus demonstrated his love for us through his sacrifice, let us likewise love one another. As we partake of this bread and juice, let it be filled with the love that transcends boundaries as it unites us together in the body of Christ. This morning, young people, can I get you to hand out our communion? Those that went to camp, Jaden and Zach, come forward. We'd love for you. David, come and help us, buddy, if you can. Just love for you guys to receive this morning from our young people. I'm just going to pray. God, thank you that our young people got to go to camp and experience you. Jesus, we heard the stories this morning of your transformation power. Jesus, we heard the stories this morning of you showing up in the lives of young people, and it excites us, God. It excites us as a church for a generation who is on fire for you. And Jesus, may that instill in us as a church a fire again for you. May it instill in us the hope that we have of your salvation, Jesus. May it grow our faith as we trust in you in every circumstance. And Jesus, may it unite us together in love as we hear the stories of what you've done and what you do in our lives. May it unite us together in your love, Jesus. And so God, as we take these emblems this morning, as we take the bread and the juice, and as we consume these, may you fill us with faith. May you build our faith. May you fill us with hope for a future with you. And Jesus, may we understand and experience your love just a moment this morning. We pray in your name. Amen.